This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Hundreds of outsourced contract workers at the Port of Hong Kong are continuing their strike for better pay and to horrendous working conditions. The port is operated by the Hutchison Port Holdings, which is controlled by Hong Kong billionaire Lee Ka-shing. The workers are represented by the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, the HKCTU. I talked to Chan Chu Wai and Paddy Crumlin about the dispute. Mr. Chan is the organizing coordinator for the HKTCU. Mr. Crumlin is the president of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. I asked Mr. Chan from the HKCTU what the dispute at the port in Hong Kong was about.
Well, the dispute is about our demands for pay rise and improvement of working conditions. They have to work for very long hours for the lashes and checkers working on board. They have to work at least 24 hours consecutively. And even worse is that sometimes they have to work 48 and even 72 hours without any stop.
What happens because of these abnormally long working hours without breaks? What are some of the consequences for the workers?
This may cause many safety problems and also fatigue problems. And also this also brings about the family problems of the workers.
What are the workers demanding? What do they want the employer to do?
Well, firstly, we ask the employers to raise their pay and also to introduce meal breaks for them, and also improve the occupational health and safety measures.
The port workers are represented by the labor organization you work for, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions. Yet the employer, Hutchison's, brought in another organization called the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions into the negotiations. This organization doesn't represent the workers and never has. So what did this do to the negotiations?
Well, this definitely complicated the whole situation because we think that the other union affiliated to the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions is in fact a yellow union which does not take part in the whole dispute, but they suddenly come out and say that they represent all the workers in the terminals. This is ridiculous. We think that this happened because the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, HKFTU, is in fact a political ally of the Hong Kong government. And they just want to pull them in and perhaps ask the employers to give some concessions to them and to break our strike.
The Global Union Federation, which represents dock workers at the world level, is the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. Paddy Crumlin is the ITF's president and head of its dock workers section. He is also the national secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia. I asked Mr. Crumlin about the strike by the port workers in Hong Kong and what the ITF was doing to help them.
Well, we're ventilating the facts behind the dispute, which really reflects very badly on the company's behaviour towards their workforce. Firstly, there's no real union recognition for a proper process of collective bargaining. They work under pretty appalling conditions. They haven't had a real wage increase in many, many years. They're expected to work up to 24 hours a day under certain conditions. There's not any real regard to the working conditions, toiletry conditions, meal breaks, regular meal breaks, all of the issues that are critical to the functionality of a modern port, you know, these high-powered, highly engineered ports, and yet workers are still living in another century, treated like an exploited class or almost a form of, precarious work verging on slave labour. With no real rights. I mean, this is the situation. It's a contract arrangement. There are a large numbers of subcontractors. The subcontractors are really under the control of Hutchison and their various companies and trusts. They're making the commercial decision. They're responsible to make sure they contract out in a way that recognises decency of work, and they're not doing it.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.